The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, the political landscape seems to be shifting in the UK as support for the Conservative Party collapses. Reform UK soars and there's reports of Labour infighting. All of this as the Labour Party hosts their annual conference in Liverpool. To chat through all of this, I'm joined now by journalist and broadcaster Adam Bolton. You're very welcome to the show. Adam, after years and years in the wilderness, the Labour Party are now holding their conference as the party in government. And yet many are looking at this as Keir Starmer's most difficult conference to date.
Yes, indeed. I mean, that is the dilemma which Labour is in. It won the last general election a year ago with a very large parliamentary majority, although that is partly to do with the vagaries of the first-past-the-post system. They got more than 60% of the seats with barely 30% of the votes. But since then, their popularity has plunged, as has the popularity of the Conservative Party and the Reform UK party led by Nigel Farage has risen to the point that polls now are pointing at the possibility of Reform UK being most likely to form the next government if there was an election now. So clearly that has sparked a lot of soul searching in the Labour Party conference. And certainly the mood in Liverpool was not exactly despondent, but a lot of people saying, do we think that we can recover in time for the next election? And quite a lot of people answering their own question by saying no. And there have been sort of unhelpful voices off, as you say. We had Andy Burnham going public saying he was available to take over the party, although that would require quite a lot of steps, including him getting back into Parliament, which might be quite difficult. Today, he's gone a step further and saying that he hopes that Britain will one day rejoin the European Union, which is one of the red lines of this government because of the referendum result. And then we've had other figures like Carol Vorderman, the broadcaster, Labour supporter, just going to a fringe meeting and saying she didn't think that Labour could ever win an election again under Keir Starmer. So there's a lot of pressure on him ahead of his big speech to the conference tomorrow.
And they've obviously had a disastrous couple of months. They lost their deputy leader, Angela Rayner. And we had that U-turn with Rachel Reeves when it came to cuts to benefits. We saw her in tears in Westminster, where she seemed to be just under huge, huge pressure. Have they really floundered when it comes to the message that they are trying to put out about what the Labour Party is and what it is that they're looking to achieve during their term in government? And is that what he's going to have to try and focus on in his big speech today?
Well, certainly there are a lot of members of the Labour Party who would agree with that analysis and say that Keir Starmer needs to stand up and say what he stands for. Those people close to him would say that he's made it very clear that he is a technocrat. He believes that he is turning around the economy, but it will take time. He also believes that he's taking steps to control immigration, and that will take time. And he believes that Labour is improving, and there are already signs of improvement in the NHS, the health service, through cuts in waiting list. The problem is that none of that has happened as yet. We had yesterday a small boat crossing with a record number of people on a small boat, an inflatable, over 100 people. They're on course for a record number of migrants. And although they're crossing the channel, and although they're a small proportion of the total, they are very symbolic, and they are something which has been exploited consistently by Reform UK. So the country is unhappy. There's cost of living problems, and the government is getting the blame. And increasingly, the fear is that the national mood is saying, we've had enough of the Conservatives. Labour have failed us as well. So we'll look to any alternative. And what we're seeing is Keir Starmer this week really opening up an offensive against Nigel Farage and Reform, saying their policies are racist, and basically laying down to the country that the choice is between a Labour government or a reform government. And as far as the economy goes, Rachel Reeves wasn't in tears today. She had an address to conference where she got a number of standing ovations, basically pointing out that the Labour government had been able to do a number of spending priorities since it came back into power, but warning that the upcoming budget in November, at the end of November, is going to be very tough indeed. And people are reading that as tax increases. And if they're tax increases, it's difficult to see Labour recovering in popularity soon.
Yeah, let's look back to Andy Burnham that you mentioned there a couple of minutes ago. He did that front cover of the New Statesman magazine last week. He did that piece in the Telegraph where he, you know, sent out that line that politicians love to do. Other people have asked me to consider the leadership. You know, I don't have any thoughts on this myself. And I think people were quite shocked by just how unsubtle he was about his desires to be the leader of the Labour Party. Do you think he might have overplayed his hand a little bit there, and actually it might garner a little bit of support for Keir Starmer?
Well, there are a lot of people saying that. On the other hand, there's a new opinion poll, I think for Sky News, that's just come out saying that two out of three Labour supporters would prefer Andy Burnham to Sir Keir Starmer. So I think within the parliamentary party, the MPs who really make the decision, I don't think he's got that many allies, because they do see this as rank disloyalty and ambition. And frankly, Andy Burnham has been around in politics a long time, and people remember him switching his stances according to what he thought would be popular in the past. He today went to this fringe meeting. He was supposed to have a two-minute contribution. He took 15 minutes. This was the one where he talked about dreaming of rejoining the EU. But he did end it by saying that he supported Keir Starmer as Prime Minister. So I think that may be a sign that possibly, if he was hoping to get an insurrection going, it hasn't happened now. He reminds me very much of Boris Johnson when he was Mayor of London. And the way that he used to come to the party conferences and cause disruption with his fan club, whoever was the Prime Minister at the time.
And lurking away in the background, as you say, making people very, very nervous. Adam Bolton, thank you for your time and bringing us all of that insight.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.